And there was a firefight!
Why did you touch me?
You killed innocent people.
The means to an end.
You started a massacre.
I caused the revolution.
You betrayed the law!
I see you are practiced in worshipping things that fly.
Hulkamania is running wild like it's never ran before.
It's over 9,000!
What?
Rise before Zod.
Bitches leave.
Kneel before Zod.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Remember, there's always madness. Woohoo! Madness is the emergency exit.
Here it comes! A little going away present for you!
Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scowls, episode 24.
Correct. Episode 24.
So, I'm Tim.
I'm Leander.
There's no Lou. Lou is gallivanting the streets of New York as we speak right now.
Yep. The Love Crazy Lulus will find him, all his fans.
All the Lulus.
All the Lulus out there.
Find Lou.
Find Lou. Bring him back.
Yep.
Fully clothed, if you don't mind. We'd appreciate that.
We've all seen it before. It really doesn't matter.
It is true.
It's your preference when you bring him back.
Yeah.
So
old news.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
This will be an interesting experience,
I feel.
It will.
I agree.
Because there's I have no news.
I have no comics.
Wow. Thank you. Good night.
All right.
No.
It'll be great. People are going to love it. Here we go.
Yeah, so I didn't get a chance to write any of the news stories that you want to talk about, but
all right.
I feel like our personalities can carry this at least 20 minutes, right?
At least 20. And then
at least five of those minutes will be solid something.
Gold.
So.
Comedy. So I came to a conclusion listening to our other podcast.
Yep.
So we talked about the fact that lately your voice has been very far away from the mic in some way. So I guess it depends on where you stand in the room. Alters your voice, and for some reason for you, you are like, you need to get closer to the mic so that everyone can hear your sweet somber voice.
I'm on top of it.
So his sweet somber voice is coming to the mic, which then reminded me that you remind me of Jigglypuff. So
what?
Because you have that Jigglypuff kind of sound to you. That when you talk, you're just very soothing, and everyone really relaxes when you talk. And you know, sometimes late at night I put you on to help me sleep at night.
Wow. Thanks.
It's really a compliment, to
is
be quite
it?
Honest. Yes.
Is it?
Jigglypuff voice? I mean, not many people can say that they have that.
Yeah, it's just me and Jigglypuff,
right? You and Jigglypuff. That's right.
Well, thank you, Leander.
You're welcome. That's what friends are for.
I hate you. So, what's new in your life that you would like to talk about?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got to jump into your stories,
that's
man.
That's right.
Story time.
Story time.
Story time with Leander.
See, that would put everyone to sleep, just what you just did.
Jigglypuff.
Let's see what's going on. I started a new diet this week.
Mm-hmm.
Herbalife. It's just shake stuff ultimately at the end of the day,
right?
I think I'm gonna like it. I've been a weekend and I've been doing it consistently. I started feeling a little in the dumps yesterday because I didn't drink enough water. Mm-hmm. Water drinking is a big deal apparently when you're on some sort of diet because it helps keep everything regulated, blah 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 blah,
right?
So I think I'm going to stick it out for another week and see how it goes, and I feel okay so far. So I'm happy about that.
Nice.
Yeah, the goal really is not even like weight numbers, stuff like that. It's just my personal desire to be healthy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always hard, right? Everyone
sure.
talks about it, like, oh, I'm doing this, and then like a week later they're not doing it anymore, and you're like, oh, why'd you even tell me? Because now, how do I even like support you because you're not doing it anymore? So, you know, there's an awkward talk. You're like, oh, so you're not doing it anymore? Oh, okay. Well, what about your weight? And you're like, oh. So it's just awkward all around. So I hate telling people because then I have to do that awkward conversation later when you fail. So, you know how that goes. Well, I'm not saying because you've done that.
Oh, wow. I'm saying, the failure. All the failure. You're right. It all comes flooding back. All my failures.
I'm saying...
It's okay, everybody's asleep, but it doesn't matter.
Everyone's already asleep, so it's okay. Yeah, and I'm really excited. I got the Rowan College at Gloucester County book in today.
So why does that excite you?
Rowan College offers amazing classes to improve your life and your career.
Are they paying you? Are they paying you?
So, let's open...
They're going to shut down our podcast.
Let's open the book for Rowan College at Gloucester County.
This has nothing to do with anything.
And look at two random things in here.
Sure.
All right, I can go for cosmetology if I wanted to.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a two-year program, by the way.
Okay.
I can go for dealing with difficult conversations.
Like this one? Like this one? I need to take that one.
I could pay someone to help me deal with difficult conversations.
Jesus Christ.
You said two. Or I can go into cybersecurity, apparently.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, so I might take some classes.
Why?
Why not? This
Why?
Is a better question.
You're a busy guy. I don't, you know.
Well, because I apparently have plenty of free time.
I don't think so.
So I think I should do some education.
I think you should spend your free time doing more things for this podcast.
Maybe I'll go
write
into
a blog or something.
Maybe I'll go into... They teach you how to write a blog.
All right, so once you go to the college to learn how to write the blog,
yes.
You could write the blog for the podcast.
Yes. Or maybe they'll teach you how to write comic books. How about that? Bam.
Hey, maybe. I'm sure there's definitely classes for that.
Exactly. So I can learn how to write comics and then write an awesome comic about High Council.
There you go.
Or something.
I like plugging Lou's band when Lou's not here, but yelling at Lou when Lou does plug his band when Lou is here.
That's because Lou's begging for money. That's a completely different situation.
That's true.
That was a shameful plug.
It was
Lou
very
did.
Shameful.
I almost cried.
I was hurting on the inside. It's because he was bungry.
Yeah, that's what it was, that bungry thing.
If he wasn't bungry, it probably would have been fine.
Yeah.
But he was totally bungry.
It was bad.
So, yeah.
Yeah, what about you? What's going on in yours? Neck of the woods.
My woods have been fine. I've been just busy with life in general. I feel like I've had no free time. I'm always watching kids or driving kids somewhere or hiding from kids. I feel like...
Do you run a Chuck E. Cheese?
Oh, man, that'd be great.
What?
Yeah, no, their pizza's good. They have a Star Wars pinball machine. At least the one by us. I'm sad. Star Wars pinball. I like pinball. But anyways, nothing real exciting for me. I do want to bring up, though, I wanted your opinion.
Okay.
Now, I think I'm going to do this. It's extra work, but I think I'm going to do it. You may notice in our intro, there's a lot of little things in our intro.
Yes.
You may have noticed that Hulk Hogan is in our intro.
Yes.
And Hulk Hogan has just been a tape from like 8 years ago surfaced where he uses the N-word a lot and horribly. So I'm like, maybe we should take him out.
And sure.
I'm probably going to leave him in at the beginning of this one and then take him out on the ones after.
Sure.
But how do you feel...
Mm-hmm.
Not that he said stuff, because he could have just had a moment where, like, he turned into the biggest jerk in the world, theoretically.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so, but theoretically, right?
Theoretically.
So, everybody has bad days, but I know WWE, he was under contract with them, they fired him.
Mm-hmm.
Damage control, that's
sure.
standard.
His
but they eliminated all his videos, all his stuff, it's like he never existed,
yeah.
They do that.
Yeah.
I think that's a bit far...
Yeah.
So, like, because, I mean, he's such a key part. Wow. He's such a key part of their past. So it's like, how do you feel about when events like this happen and they just erase somebody's existence?
Yeah, I mean, they're doing that with the Confederate flag stuff, too, right? I mean, they're doing that with the car.
They are.
And they're trying to eliminate that it ever even happened, blah, blah, blah. I think it's just a little unnecessary, a little bit, because it happened. I mean, that person was a person. Hulk Hogan was a real person. And that was part of their history.
Right.
The Confederate flag, for instance, was on the car. Let it be on the car. It was what it was at the time. It wasn't the same thing, you know?
You're watching TV Land and
exactly.
Dukes of Hazzard because it's a time capsule kind of network.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not watching it. I'm like, oh, look at I like Duke of Hazzard. I enjoyed that show very much every time I saw it.
Yeah.
So, with Hulk Hogan, I think it's the same thing. Don't erase it. It's unnecessary. If you want to put it out on, like, special limited edition DVDs and say, this is where Hulk Hogan lives, buy him as much as you want to, but we're not going to, like, show reruns of him. fine, don't do that if you don't want to.
Right.
But we are going to, you know, this is where you can find it if you want to keep
seeing. That's how I always felt about it. I know they've done that with, remember Chris Benoit, the wrestler, who murdered his wife and his son?
Mm.
I understand, like, and, like, that was a little different, because that was pretty heinous, and that was murder and all this other stuff. His son was special needs. But, like, he was a huge part at that time for them, and they erased that he ever existed. They don't, I think he won the Royal Rumble, which is a big match for them. They don't even have that up, I don't think. They don't list him as a winner for that year. He won at WrestleMania. They don't list, like, I don't know if you can still watch it or not, but they don't list him. So they erased him as well. And I feel like after all this time, like, I think we should be able to watch everyone's matches, no matter how heinous or horrible, whatever their ending ended up. Because there's so many wrestlers that die of drugs and abuse and all these other things.
Right, right. When no one erased Robin Williams movies.
Right, exactly. So things like that, just in comparison.
Right.
So I might take Hogan out of the intro, but I was thinking of switching up the intro anyway.
Yeah, sure.
But it's like, hey, I might as well do it now. But I don't know, because maybe I'll, I don't know. I don't feel like I want to leave him in, but I'm not, like, anti-Hogan. Because, again, this was 8 years ago. What if he's, like... Because that was a rough time for him. I was, he was his divorce and all that stuff was around that time, so I think. So maybe it's like, maybe he had this tear where he just went on a crazy tear, and then like he admitted it to people, and like maybe he repented, and maybe he is this amazing person now.
Right.
But we won't focus on that as a society.
No. I mean, I understand it to an extent, but you got to give people second chances and stuff, so... Like, for instance, there are people at a certain store at a certain 30 North Main Street in Glassboro, New Jersey, that for a very long time used to say, "That's so gay," all the time when I came to that store. Every single day.
See, I don't like that.
Yeah. And so, after a little bit of, strategic manipulation of the store, I ensured that those people no longer said those words because they were stupid.
Yeah.
A, then people start to know me as a person. Those people then start to realize, oh, this guy's actually somewhat quote-unquote popular at the store. Maybe we shouldn't say stupid things while he's around.
Or maybe you just shouldn't say stupid things, period.
Of course, but sometimes people can't understand that. So you need...
Takes a minute.
You need a person to help them focus on that, to stop saying those kind of things. So, like, for Hulk Hogan, I'm quite sure at the time he was that kind of person. I 100% agree. You don't... Those words aren't even in your vocabulary unless you are that kind of person.
Right.
So he was that kind of person, but he doesn't mean he hasn't changed since then.
8 years, man.
Right.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
So much can happen to a person in 8 years.
Exactly. Right. Even if that kind of person, when I say that, is an ignorant person who just doesn't know any better, you know, and hasn't really interacted with other black people outside of the wrestling industry, and even then, probably not even that many. So he's probably changed a lot since then.
Even if he hasn't, like, what kind of person do you think he'll be going forward? Like, this has wrecked his career and his past, his life, everything.
It could. I mean, it could make him even worse, to be quite honest. Could. You're like, oh,
well, then he'll be like Howard Stern or something, have his own radio show.
Right. So it'll work out for him no matter what. He's Hulk Hogan. Like, nothing really can touch him. Like, he's already had a career. It's not over. It's been over a long time ago. It's not like this is a brand new over. This is like it's been over. This is not the comeback tour. You know, he tried that. And he came back for a little bit. And he had a TV show or whatever. It's over. Hulk Hogan was over a long time ago. This happening is not going to change. Same similar thing with Cosby right now.
Sure.
Cosby was over. I don't even know who he is anymore. Like, I do, but I don't. I don't even care about
him. When's the last time you had a Puddin' Pop?
Exactly.
It's been years because he's not been around.
Exactly. And I don't even watch the shows anymore. Like, I liked it back then. But,
yeah, back then. And even they were the whitest black people I've ever seen.
Yes. Whatever that means. I don't know what that means.
It means it was a... It was an ethnic-style television show marketed at, I think, white people.
I think so, too.
To make white people more comfortable with other races back in a time when that was a little more difficult.
There we go.
Because white people are scared of everything.
That was a very good point.
Yeah.
You are.
Thank you.
And so, I think...
And then they transitioned into the Fresh Prince.
Right.
And now it's just whatever.
Yeah. True. Well, here's my thing about that, though.
Did I word that wrong? I'm sorry.
You worded it perfectly.
Okay.
I just wasn't prepared for you to word it so perfectly.
Okay, fair enough.
Yes. Or you jigglypuffed me. So...
Jigglypuff.
So, my only saying about that is, like, the Cosby is another good one. So, Cosby, Hogan, anyone else, Robin Williams, this stuff happens every single day.
Right.
You're focusing on the wrong thing.
Yes.
You're focusing on the person and not what happened. You really don't care what happened. You only care that it was Hogan, and you only care that it was Cosby. Cosby could rape every girl in the world.
Apparently he may have.
And the only reason... just no one remembered. The only reason this is even an issue is because it's Cosby.
Right.
Now no one even cares about the rape. They're like, oh, the girl got raped. Okay, great, move on. Cosby, oh my God, it was Cosby. They could care less about the rape. They only care about Cosby. Right. If they cared about the rape, they would have been marching somewhere a long time ago trying to end whatever psychological issues come with rapists. Mm-hmm. So this is not... I get tired of people harping on celebrities like they're that special. Like, little do you know, the Hogan incident is meaningless. It's a drop in the bucket to all the other instances that happen every single day. Right. So, yeah, all right, that was really good. So that was it.
Let's see how this plays out.
I also think that black people are scared of everything.
Yeah.
For instance, Schuster's.
Yeah, very scary. Come in here, Schuster.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Oh, no.
Come on, the troll's up.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Just
come
no.
on.
Oh, my God.
No, really, get in here. Throw come on.
A scrap of food or something.
Leander's roommate has awoken. His alarm is what you've been hearing in the background for the past 20 minutes. What is the point of that alarm, Schuster?
To attempt to get back to reality. On vacation.
Surprise.
Surprise! It's the wing me back in so that I can get up in the morning.
Okay.
Because otherwise I'd be like 4:30 a.m. to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And the boss won't like that.
No, the boss generally does not like
no,
that.
The boss generally doesn't like sleep schedules of such audacity.
All right, well, go wake yourself up and...
put some clothes on.
Put some clothes on. Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. It's, you know... It is my house.
I mean, it is
my house.
It is huge. I'm actually surprised, but I think it's some sort of genetic thing. You should get that looked at. It looks swollen.
Right now, I'm sorry. It will get color as the day goes on.
Oh, right.
Is he pointing to his belly?
I think it color changes. Like... Put it in the sun and it'll look normal. That's weird.
It's a chameleon.
Yeah.
It's a tan, I know, I got it.
Oh, jeez.
So that happened?
That happened and we can never forget it.
No, it's there forever. It's archived.
So, yeah, so anyways, well, yeah, Hogan out, but if you only because you really want to change the music completely anyways.
Yeah, I am.
I'm not going to like listen to Hogan like, oh my God, this keeps the scows. They're totally racist. That's it.
Okay.
That's all I got.
That's fair.
What do you think?
I think it was 8 years ago or however long ago that this was, and I'd rather hear what he has to say now.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think he's a monster? No. Do I think he could be a monster? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take more time to prove these things. But I am not a fan of people erasing history.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I don't know. People always talk, this is going to be a crazy example from one extreme to the other, but everybody's okay. Like, Adolf Hitler was so weird as a person. He did all these things. He was this, he was that, he was that. And then he was a sociopath, murderer, right. Genocide. So it's like...
And he's not erased from history.
No, he's not. And he shouldn't be, because we should never forget our history.
Right.
And that's one of the most important things.
Maybe there's a scale, like, Hogan should be forgotten, but Adolf Hitler not. I don't know.
I think we should just never forget anything would be ideal.
Sure. I agree.
Because then you're not doomed to repeat it. That old saying.
Right.
So, that's what I think of that.
Okay.
There was a picture that got leaked, and it's not an official anything, but people feel like it might be accurate, that there was a cast list that was going around for Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And, a lot of weird people on it. I don't even want to really get into it and give it a lot of justice at this point.
Sure.
The villains, it had two villains on it that we have not seen on the screen, which I do like. So if it is true, it'd be kind of cool. Which the two villains would be the Scorpion and the Vulture.
Okay. fair.
Which I would like, just because it's different.
Yeah.
You still have your Harry Osborn in there to set up future crap, so we can see the Green Goblin for the 75th time.
Always.
But overall, I liked what I saw, but no one knows if it's real or not.
Sure.
And even though it's from a quasi-credible source, nobody knows, so.
Right. Yeah. I'll be excited to see what happens either way.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
You got anything credible you can add?
Not really.
No.
Ah, Jesus right, Christ.
Like I don't ever have anything credible to add.
As long as you acknowledge it.
Mm, well, I know.
He owns it. That's fine.
I own it.
He is it.
I is it.
So, Ant-Man. The movie.
That I can talk about.
No, don't.
The worst movie ever created. The worst movie ever created.
You didn't like it?
No, I'm kidding. I loved it.
I liked it too.
What Schuster was going to do.
Schuster, did you like it?
I did.
Okay.
I had my issues.
Yeah, what were your issues?
I thought the character of, what was it, Michael Pena character? I thought he was overly used.
Think so?
Overly used. Yeah, I like his character. But I thought they just kept using him over and over again. Mm. Almost as a comedy crutch.
I agree with that. That's fair.
A little too much comedy at times.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But here's the thing. I'm just happy people like an Ant-Man movie.
Yeah.
Okay? That's all I care about. That my friend Jim, who went in there saying, I don't give a crap about Ant-Man. I have no expectations for this movie. And he's just like, 10 out of 10. Oh my God, that was awesome. I'm just like, I'm just happy you like an Ant-Man movie. Mm-hmm. I'm just stepping you like Ant-Man in general now.
Well, the question is, did it actually get any true new non-comic readers? Or did it just get the comic readers that knew enough that Ant-Man existed that, all right, I'll go watch it, and it's part of the Marvel Universe?
I feel to answer that, a lot of people go to these movies anyways, because they're always the top movies, and they're often the top movies. And everybody's into these continuing superhero saga. I think if it got anybody new in, it would be the people that just maybe are like, oh, I really like Paul Rudd. He looks funny.
Sure.
Like, there's those people that probably got in.
A lot of that was Paul Rudd. You know?
I feel like that's the only real new people that it probably would have sucked in. Yeah. If you're not already in, that's the only people I think would come in.
And I was really annoyed that Scott Lang was going to be the main Ant-Man
when
it was announced.
Mm.
You know? But this all goes back to my annoyance with Hank Pym not being the creator of Ultron,
right?
Because it's not comic book accurate.
They decided
to take liberties with that.
Well,
and they decided to take liberties with Ant-Man and go, we're gonna do an Ant-Man movie. Well, here's Scott Lang.
I did have a good friend of mine recently. Well, good friend's a really strong word.
I had a super barely acquaintance person tell me one day.
A human being.
Had a ball sweet.
He has met.
Even subpar than that.
One time in his life.
Said
this guy on the street
that
he's a hobo that he's talking about.
Said that you should never compare the Marvel Cinematic Universe to the comic universe because they're two totally different things, and therefore you should never try to relate the two together.
You should look at them as separate. You're turning red. You should look at them
because Schuster's the one that said it.
Yeah, you should. That's awesome. No, that subpar human person, that amoeba.
He probably took that out of context. I'm pretty sure he did.
I think you're right. I think you were right, Schuster, all the way back then.
Something as awkward as that.
I mean, I've read tons of these comics that a lot of these movies are based on, and I am just happy when it's quasi-accurate.
Sure, yeah.
Like, Scott Lang, the character, was perfect. To what Scott Lang has been more recently.
Sure.
When he first showed up, he was annoying. He was a dumb character.
Yeah.
This was more kind of like Kirkman's vision of him when Kirkman did the miniseries, The Irredeemable Ant-Man, which was pretty awesome. It was like there was a Civil War issue that took place way later, and it was just like a cover of like New Avengers with him blown up on the fist of like Miss Marvel or something. And it was like, no, he was there, he's just so small they didn't see him, he was doing stuff.
That was awesome.
And he's just a complete asshole character, which is great, and Paul Rudd pulls that off perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were a few scenes I just, you know, I really did like with Scott Lang.
You notice as you look back upon the movie, like, so much of that movie happens in this fucking house. And a lot of that movie was in that house. And I feel like I was almost, like, depressed because it's just these drab browns and, like, yellows of this house. Yeah. I'm like, I feel claustrophobic watching this movie. We need to get outside, get some air. I don't know.
What I liked the most about it, though, however, was that there's a pre-Avengers Avengers now. No one's talked about yet until this movie.
Right,
there was never a pre-Avengers Avengers.
Right, there was. So now Old there Shield is. Can tie into that.
Yes,
they can do things with Peggy Carter going forward, and they can do
all that. First scene was awesome. That flashback
young,
scene was fantastic.
Young Michael Douglas.
Oh yeah,
I was pretty happy right off the bat. I'm like, if nothing else, this movie has made me happy. I'm like, it looks like Wall Street.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah,
they did a good job with that.
It blows my mind.
It
was impeccable.
Yeah.
From what I heard, they did get a lookalike though, and then CGI'd
on top of him.
On top of him.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Which was an interesting choice. I thought they would have just taken
it worked him, so well.
Michael and just been like CGI, like they did with what's his name from Tron. Which I thought that CGI from Tron was pretty good when they did
Bruce Boxleitner. Him.
Yeah, couldn't think of the name. But yeah, when they did.
I mean, he's only known for Tron.
I'm having a brain fart, but it's fine.
Jeff Bridges?
Jeff Bridges. There we go.
The dude?
Academy Award nominated / award winning.
He's the one who can put you to sleep. He does those sounds. Yeah. He has a whole audio thing where he puts you to sleep.
But they did CGI for him in the Neutron a few years ago. Right. And I thought that CGI was really good. This one smashes it in terms of bringing back people and youngifying them.
It was.
See it again.
It was really good.
Part of it. I don't remember the opening very well, but yeah, it was good. The whole movie was good. I agree, though. The comedy was too much. It was just too much at certain points. I'm like, stop it.
Although, I did really enjoy Stan Lee's cameo.
Yes, it was very quick, as usual.
Right, but great. I was like, because it's getting to the end of the movie, I've completely forgotten look for Stanley. I'm like, did I miss him? And then poof, he's there at the very, very end. I was like, that's kind of cool. Yeah. I think they should just film a bunch of generic Stanley scenes, because he's old. So, like, if he passes of natural causes in the next year or two, like, we have him banked.
Yeah, they probably did.
They could just CGI him.
Yeah, just CGI Stanley in there.
He may already be
CGI'd
in.
Whoa.
That was pretty good. So, what about the ending credits?
I liked the extra scene. It really gave you nothing as far as context, I felt, but it was good. It was a good setup.
The first or second one you're talking
about? The second one.
Okay, yeah. Which is all we're really talking about.
Right. I liked it just because of that. I liked, I don't know, the setup is good. It shows that the big thing you get from that is Cap is on a different side from Stark. That's what was set up, and you're like, okay, they're totally going Civil War with this, where it's like, yeah, we're not going to Stark, we gotta figure something else out. And I like that, and I like how it feels like it'll be Avengers and New Avengers kind of thing, which I like.
What if they don't ever do the program?
Maybe they won't.
The superhero program. I have a friend who says it can't be Civil War without the program, and he would consider not even going to the film if they don't even do the program. I thought it was strong too, but I'm just saying is just what if it is just Stark wants Winter Soldier because he killed his father, and of course Cap's like, no, this is my fucking best friend. You're not getting him. You're not trying him. You're not doing anything with him. Boom, Civil War. That is the reason, and of course, superheroes have to be, like, choosing a side.
They could propose the act, and it never gets passed by the end of the movie. Like, it could be, like, it could be a plot point, but maybe they don't actually. Because, I mean, there was a lot of stuff they did. They were putting heroes in, like, another dimension and through a portal.
Sure, right, that's not going to happen.
I just never understood, because there's so many characters in the Marvel Cinematic Universe that have their identities already revealed, that the program just seemed like, we just want the last scraps of the superheroes to show themselves. Just like, most of them already, you know who they are. Like, right. They're not wearing masks. It kind of bothered me because it was a huge plot point that we know from the comics that should be in Civil War, and I was just trying to figure out what they were going to do differently.
Well, I mean,
the Bucky thing makes sense to me.
But the registration wasn't really about identifying who you were. Technically, the whole idea was you're overpowered. You blew up a bus. You killed a whole town. Superheroes need to be registered so we know what you're doing and you're trained properly. So it doesn't matter if you wear the mask or if you didn't wear. I mean, superheroes still wore a mask even after that, even the ones that were registered. Well, you just knew who they were. The idea was that you need to be in a training program because you're too powerful to go out and just play hero whenever you want to.
Well, they did talk about, you know, having a file with their names and everything on it, which, as they've set up in Cap 2, it's like, oh, they're all S.H.I.E.L.D.'s files have been corrupted and everything's out there. So they have the argument for the cinematic universe to be like, no, we're not doing that. Look what happened when Hydra was in our systems and all of that.
Yeah.
So that's a good setup for that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Civil War is an interesting story. It's a big story to attempt. I don't think it can be really like the book. As long as it captures the tone of the book, I would be happy.
But it could be epic. I mean, who knows? I mean, who knows what's going to happen in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? I mean, that could blow everything out of the water. I mean, that could be Civil War right there alone.
Right.
If they get enough characters in that.
Did you guys hear Phase 2 of the Netflix? They're talking about doing Thunderbolts.
You tell me about that.
I heard rumors of the Thunderbolts.
There's a lot of rumors of it. And there's,
that would bring Luke Cage in, I suppose, if they did that.
They could. The thought was, like, they've already got a lot of good characters that could be, like, Grant Ward on S.H.I.E.L.D. could be a great Thunderbolt. They have Absorbing Man that they've used.
Sure.
What was the other one? There's a bunch of characters, especially from S.H.I.E.L.D., where it's, like, these lesser characters that they could really pump up and make a cool part of Netflix.
Yeah. Because that is a big part of it, because Tony Stark doesn't have enough heroes or something like that, but he has to get Thunderbolts to help out.
It could be done that way, because they're not going to use Norman Osborn, I'm assuming, but now they can, but I don't know. I don't think they have the setup now. Unless they're just like, this is Norman Osborn, he's the head of Thunderbolts, and like, they could just plug him in.
I don't know if they would introduce...
They could use Thunderbolt Ross, though. Yes. They could go that route, which would be fine.
True. Yeah, Red Hulk, they need a Red Hulk. To be honest. David
and Hulk. Now's the time. Like, if Hulk... Let's say, theoretically, Hulk doesn't come back till the end of Part 2 of Infinity Gauntlet.
Right.
Infinity War, whatever the hell it's going to be called. Then, yeah, them trying to recreate it and Thunderbolt Ross being like, yeah, no, just zap me with this crap and try and turn into Red Hulk would be great. Plus, then you have... They could battle later. I would love that.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, there's no reason to doubt it's going to be good. They've given us no reason to doubt that it's going to be good. So, there's no reason to get... I mean, I'm not going to be upset about anything they do until I see it. Because they've given us no reason to say that, oh, this is going to be bad. So...
I agree with you. And I think that there are, however, people talking about the Marvel effect being too much. There's too much Marvel.
I don't think there
it's
is.
It's a Marvel formula, and every movie veers in that formula, and it's starting to get stale. A lot of, and I'm not one of those people, but I keep hearing it over and over again from a general public standpoint that they're just like, maybe they're Marveled out, and I'm just like, one or two movies a year doesn't feel like, to me, Marveled out, but I can understand maybe if the general public,
because they're all the top movies, they're all the high grossing movies, it's what people are talking about. There's no smash hit indie, you know, half a million dollar movie that's getting as talked about. Like, what was the other big movie? Like, Shades of Grey, and like that was it, right?
Yeah, supposedly.
Until like Star Wars comes out, like there's not going to be anything real, real big.
Right.
There's no franchise movie in the lineup that I can think of.
Well, I mean, there were some, like the Fast 7 movie, which
destroyed
for some unknown reason.
Because Paul Walker died, and they're like, let's go see this movie.
That's literally why it made $1.3 billion.
Right. It would have made money, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But it wouldn't
have. And it's just coming from a guy who will go to the movie theaters to see that because it's so outrageous. Mm-hmm. And I've gone to it ever since Tokyo Drift, and it's just... That series just successfully just gets more bizarre and over the top.
I can't
and
do it.
And a parody of itself. It becomes a parody of itself every time.
Yeah.
It is. You're right. I can't do it. Mm-hmm. I've tried. I can't.
But it's but you can't take it seriously. It's one of those movies that it's just like, you can't take it seriously. Mm-hmm. They jumped from building to building in Dubai in this movie in 7. They're just like, we're going to take this supercar and jump it from this other skyscraper to this other skyscraper, and then jump it from another skyscraper to another skyscraper, and everything will be okay.
Yeah, no.
That's so ridiculous. So, like, I don't take it seriously. I just can't believe it made $1.3 billion.
Yeah.
Just because of Paul Walker's death.
Yep.
Yep.
Why do people hate DC? Not to get off on another topic, but I keep bringing it
Who
up.
Who the fuck are you?
Why is it? Because all this came about because of the Superman trailer and the Suicide Squad trailer, and literally, I talk to people and I'm just like, I'm hyped about this stuff, and they're just like, I hate Superman. Batman's kind of cool. The Joker's stupid. DC's too dark. I hate this.
The reason everybody feels that way is because Batman is your most successful DC franchise, because it's been too long since the good Superman stuff.
And I'm on your side, by the way. I know you're. I can see the steam coming.
There's no steam. No steam. Steamless.
Leander knows where
no,
we're
because
going
DC's
from.
Untested
oh,
in this formula.
Oh, the Flash formula. Is dumb. I think the Flash is great.
I hate
Green Lantern. Aquaman's lame.
Aquaman's so good. It's so funny.
It's no different. It's okay for people to hate DC for those reasons, because I would have said I hated Marvel because of Punisher, because of Hulk, the old Hulk, because of Daredevil, because of Elektra. I would have said the same thing. Like, oh my god, Marvel's so stupid. And so I wouldn't have gotten
into it.
Until they made something, they had to prove themselves. DC has not proven themselves to be good. So until they prove themselves, it's just the way it is. Now, like, the same thing for me. Now, whatever Marvel makes, I'm going to go see it until it flops, because they've already proven themselves
and
to be
probably
good.
Beyond that.
And so people just have this... They have... The DC's not proven. The first day that Batman vs. Superman comes out, because Superman didn't even prove himself in the Superman movie.
Yeah,
He barely...
I will disagree with you. That's endlessly. I'm a Man of Steel supporter.
And I'm not saying he didn't prove himself with the fans. He didn't make enough money. I don't think he made enough money. Because Marvel got the non-fans. You had to get... For you to be successful...
Here's the difference.
Over $600 million is not successful.
Here's the difference.
That's so...
Because it's being compared. It's being compared.
I know it's but compared here's the to thing. Marvel. Yes.
But DC doesn't do the same formula as Marvel. Because what gets people in who don't know the property? Comedy is the one thing everybody wants. They want to laugh. They want to have a good time. Mm-hmm. It's the easiest way to get people who aren't interested with your property, per se, to go see it. Mm-hmm. DC is darker. They're not going the comedy route. They're not pulling in these other people. Who knows Ant-Man? Nobody knew Ant-Man, right. General public.
Right.
Everybody went
but
and saw
slap
Ant-Man.
Paul Rudd in there, and you
yes.
throw a couple
and
jokes.
You know what you're getting.
Yes.
Yes.
So
we can assume that's why they put Will Smith in that Suicide Squad. Maybe.
I don't know why they did that, but they did.
But maybe that's why.
You know, it's because studio heads think they need star power, and they needed somebody in that role.
I don't think they knew how popular Harley Quinn is. As long as you cast her right,
oh my God.
Everyone's going
to... They better do her right, because that'll sink or swim. That's right there, from her heart, I'm not concerned.
I think
it's
going
to be all about Harley Quinn.
I think even if it's not good, if she's not that good, it won't matter. It's going to make it all the money in the world. I really believe that. People have been... The non-fan, the casual fan, the quasi-comic fan, the ones who love Harley Quinn, who love Deadpool insanely, those movies are going to make a mint. Because people like me who are like, I don't really care about Deadpool either way, I'll still go see that movie. Because it looks like it's done exactly how it should be done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So until they prove me wrong. That's the thing. You got to gear towards the biggest people. You
right.
Cast the net out
and
there.
Hope,
you try to catch as much as you can.
And hope you get the other incidentals.
Right. You know?
Yeah, it's just...
Marvel has more exposure than Netflix. Like, if DC had Netflix or some other kind
sure.
of thing like that,
right.
or free on the internet... Mm-hmm. You'd get more exposure. You'd have more content. So,
and at the moment, we don't have any movies released other than Man of Steel, which I don't really count Man of Steel necessarily for the Marvel Cinematic or for the DC Cinematic Universe, only because I feel like that was made as like almost like a standalone film. It felt like, and then they're like, shit, let's do a cinematic universe. Mm-hmm. And then
right.
I think the first one will really be Batman Superman.
I agree with that.
Iron Man would have been the same way if they didn't have that
exact
end scene.
Yeah.
You would have, even with that end scene, I still was kind of like, this could still flop, and like, you know.
Exactly.
Until we knew it made all that
yeah.
money.
Yeah. Right. It's just, I keep hearing either just meh or so much hate for DC.
Yeah.
And it almost irks me because I'm just like, I don't hate DC. I may not read a lot of DC, mm-hmm. but I don't like it when people, you know, hate on one side. Because then brings up the whole perpetrator Marvel vs. DC fight. That it's really dumb. Isn't a thing unless you're on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it's just, they hate Superman so much.
Yeah.
So many people are like, oh, he could do everything. Oh, he could just do it. He just wins. And I'm like, but that's not the character. That's not why you go to the movies to see a Superman. That's not why you pick up a Superman comic.
But I think that might be the problem, though, is that as comic readers, we get it. As a non-comic reader, you're like, it's just a guy that has every power in the world. Why would I care about that? There's no context.
However, any comic reader will explain it to people, they literally go, I don't care. He can do everything. They don't ever care.
It's already too late. Yeah, they already have made up their mind. I think that's what
aggravates me the most.
Did you ever consider it's just you?
That could be another thing.
I mean, that could be I have a personality that is mm-hmm. likable.
It's like steel wool, is what I would say.
That's about right.
It's very abrasive.
If it had acid on it.
Yeah. Love you, bud. All right, well,
good talk about cinematic
yes
universe.
No, I'm gonna cap it though, yeah, because we're gonna do these reviews and we're gonna get on out of here for time reasons.
All right,
I got two books.
Oh, you're doing reviews?
Oh, I got them.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's happening.
Oh gosh.
Oh, what do you mean? Oh gosh,
I'm doing a mini review.
All right, then I'm not doing it. Goodbye, everybody. Fuck you.
The 4th of July. No one told me.
Leave him alone.
What's she gonna do? Hit me with her diaper?
I'll show you, you overgrown trash can!